proclamation number 8000 dated the September 23, 1961. Reincarnation for special reasons. Everyone's fallen original spirit must attain perfection of its own free will. And this requires an infinitely long time of development from the deepest abyss to the pinnacle. This process of development needs my constant help, since the entity has no strength whatsoever and is so weak at first that my strength must be of assistance in order to make this higher development possible. I always had to convey sufficient strength to the fallen beings so that they were able to accomplish the task allocated to them. They had to be able to fulfill a helpful activity, and thus the development of the spiritual substances irrevocably progressed. Time and again I have explained to you the reason why this helpful activity had to be performed and that it required an incredibly long period of time until the fallen original entity was allowed to embody itself as a human being. However, in this final human stage the original entity has free will, which can achieve the final perfection but also cause a renewed fall into the abyss. Thus free will can strive to achieve a complete release from the form, in which case the human being will also receive the strength to accomplish the work of attaining perfection. Then he will enter into eternity as a fully enlightened spirit. He will come into my kingdom of light at and beatitude and continue to progress evermore, because the degree of perfection knows no limitation since the striving for me will never end and yet is incredibly blissful. If the human being fails his final test of will on earth, his earthly existence will nevertheless come to an end when his body dies. He will enter the kingdom of the beyond but not be admitted into the spheres of light. He will remain in darkness or in twilight, depending on the soul's degree of maturity, but always corresponding to the way of life the human being had lived on earth. And thus the soul will have to accept the consequences. It cannot be granted beatitude because the law of eternal order also demands justice. Souls which completely lack light usually still move within the spheres of earth, often they're still earthbound, so that they cling to people and try to make them behave according to their will and their attitudes and thereby frequently push the real essence of the person, his soul, into the background. Thus they take possession of the body and then effectively live a second life on earth without being entitled to it, and the actual soul of the person is not strong enough to prevail and expel this evil spirit. The person is bothered by afflictions and all kinds of pain caused by the evil spirit until the soul succeeds in establishing a strong bond with me, which then will enable me to dispel the evil spirit, so that it subsequently will realize that it no longer lives on earth. To allow such earthbound souls the return to earth again would only result in certain renewed failure, since these souls would return to earth without past memory and yet in possession of free will again. Hence you humans must never believe in such reincarnations. Neither must you believe in the soul's return to earth for the purpose of achieving perfection if it previously failed on earth or has not achieved the degree of perfection required and which it believes it can attain now. Consider that I place an unlimited measure of grace at your disposal. Also consider that I accomplished the act of salvation for you, that it is possible for every soul to depart from this earth in a redeemed state and that such a soul truly will still be able to ascend in the beyond and become inconceivably happy. Admittedly, the free will of every soul will also be respected in the spiritual realm, and if the soul wants to return to earth its desire will be granted. But it runs the great risk that it might also descend into the abyss, since in earthly life free will is decisive again. However, A soul which can show only a tiny glimmer of light will recognize the opportunities of achieving maturity in the beyond and will refuse to enter a body of flesh again. And a completely lightless soul will never be allowed to return to Earth, for it first has to provide evidence of its change of mind, and then it will no longer be willing to live on Earth. Nevertheless, during the lost days, cases of reincarnation will be allowed, but they happen for special reasons. First of all, beings of light will come to Earth for the purpose of a mission because of the immense spiritual adversity, but their embodiment should not make people believe that every soul will return to Earth for the sake of attaining higher maturity. Yet some souls also exist which, once a tiny glimmer of realization dawns on them, recognize their immense sin they had burdened themselves with during their life on Earth. These are individual cases which require much atonement, which certainly could also be removed in the beyond, but which impel these souls to sincerely ask for permission to redeem this guilt on Earth, and which are willing to fulfill a helpful mission at the same time. But such cases must never be generalized, since this would be a serious deception which can only result in disaster for people. And these souls will also have to endure unusual destinies of suffering which might often make their fellow human beings doubt my love, but which have their explanation in the considerable guilt of these souls, which is the real reason of their earthly life. Profound and living faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation guarantees that all guilt has been redeemed through his blood. But these souls had not found redemption through Jesus Christ in their earthly life and therefore brought it over into the spiritual kingdom. Yet the soul must have achieved a certain degree of light already to be allowed to live on earth again. It must have found the path to Jesus Christ in the afterlife, it must have appealed for forgiveness of this guilt and then have decided of its own free will to accomplish this act of atonement and have asked for my permission, otherwise its return to earth will not be granted. I always say that the doctrine of reincarnation is a misguided teaching if it is applied to all people who departed from this earth in an imperfect state. And I have always mentioned special reasons which justify such reincarnation. Not to have accepted or utilized the grace of my love is a repeated sin against my love, and you cannot brush this sin aside as you please with a repeated return to earth. You have the opportunity to cleanse yourselves from all guilt through Jesus' blood while you live on earth. And my love for you really will not leave any stone unturned in order to help you attain perfection. And this love should not be rejected by you, otherwise you will meet with a painful fate in the beyond, as my justice demands, even if my love for you is greater than great. And even then I will still help you to reach the light one day. For my love can only be effective within the scope of divine order. Amen.